This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. Come on, Dan. Let's get up. Let's go. Let's get this contraption here to working right, and we'll get on the road now. This is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. I'm happy to be with you folks. I know we've gone on several new stations now out there. Many of you may be hearing this for the first time. We're just the Old Trailblazer, old Pastor Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers, formerly located in New Orleans, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor L.R. Shelton, ministry many years. And now we're in Walker, Louisiana, after the storm Katrina kind of washed us out of New Orleans. And we've been blessed to go on stations all over this country. We'll give you some call letters in the next message or two. But right now we're looking at a study in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We've been there for several weeks. And we've gotten down to, verse 15, I believe it was. But we were looking at the struggle that God's child goes through in this life, and how that back there they said if they'd have been mine too, they could have gone back. But no, they didn't go back. They were citizens. They were citizens of heaven, if you want to say that. Now, in your daily walk, do you declare and manifest to the world that in your walk that you're not a citizen of this world? Where you work over there, all around, they're citizens of this world, aren't they? And no doubt they've said to you, hey, Joe, let's go take a smoke. Come on now, let's have a little drink. Come on, won't you come on with us? And no, I've been involved in that many, many years ago. After the Lord saved me, I had been known to do those things, and folks still expected you to. But no, you don't do that. You just walk away with your face toward heaven. Just walk daily with your face looking to heaven. You don't have to tell anybody, snort and pitch, oh, I'm saved. I don't drink that stuff no more. No, you don't have to tell anybody that you're a Christian. You don't have to tell anybody that you're a citizen of the other world. You're battling, struggling against temptation. You're resisting, and you're renouncing everything that comes along. Your eyes set on the city not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. Now, I know, my friend, I know how that is. I've been in contact with people that wouldn't even hardly pass in front of a store that sold liquor and all of those. That's just a hypocrite, my friend. Said, I wouldn't go over there and eat because they sell liquor. You're just a hypocrite. I've had folks say, any place around here to eat where they don't sell liquor? In New Orleans, you can't find a place unless it's a hamburger place or something. But listen, I say, no. Why? Oh, I don't eat where they sell liquor. And I just have to say, maybe to under my breath, you old hypocrite. Blamed old hypocrite, that's all you are. Self-righteous hypocrite. And we had a man here in the ministry many years ago in this work, wouldn't drink a root beer because it had beer on the bottle. Root beer, my friend. Just a sassafras root, that's all it is. Oh, that was all about all we had when I was a kid. We'd dig up sassafras roots out there in the country where my folks live. My mother would send us out to get it. And she'd boil it in a pot on the stove and make sassafras tea. Well, that's the root meaning of root beer. That's where they get the formula from. I know back there many years ago in the old B movies, old Western movies, this guy would come along, a little young cowboy, so to speak, and he was kind of a tender age, and he'd come into the bar and swagger up to the bar, and he said, give me a sarsaparilla. Well, all that was a root beer. All it was a root beer. But my friend, are you a hypocrite? Oh, listen. Don't do that. I've sat with crowds who drink. I've never said a word to them. They order a beer to drink with their lunch. I just lived there before them, back there when I was working out on the job, and it wasn't long. Maybe I had a chance to say one of them how the Lord saved me. But if I'd have played the hypocrite, nobody would have had any confidence in me. No. And Abraham lived there in Canaan among the heathen, and they respected him. Let me tell you something, friend. Let me tell you something. You and I can so live and walk with Christ until the world may not respect our Lord, but they'll respect us. They may not have anything to do with our Lord, but you know, I've told this many times, as many a person could be a preacher if they just act like it. You don't have to preach from a pulpit. You preach from your daily life, day in and day out, but those folks will respect them. Let them cuss and let them rare. I don't like to be around vulgar talk. I've moved away sometime eating lunch out on the job. I'd get up and move away over to another place where I couldn't hear their vulgarity because it corrupts. Those things corrupt you. You don't lose your salvation. But, my friend, you hear that a lot. I know. I know, because I heard a lot of it when I was coming up as a child. Men talked ugly and all of those things. And once in a while, I would go with my dad when I was a kid. He'd like to play pool in an old pool hall, and you'd hear that voice. Even when I was a child, I would flinch when they used the Lord's name in vain. Oh, my friend. But it wasn't until years later when the Lord saved me that I saw how terrible to blackguard and to blaspheme the blessed name of our Lord. But listen, let them cuss, let them rear back, and let them pitch. But I tell you one thing, if one of those fellas come to die, they'll not call for that self-righteous preacher whom they know was so hypocritical. No, they'll call for that humble guy that the Lord's walked steadily before him and tell him how to get to heaven. The individual who finds his satisfaction in temporal things or in doing things is deceived. If he got to heaven, he wouldn't enjoy the eternal thing. No, you won't. The only Christianity some of you've got is just doing things, and that's all. The individual whose joy is all gone, get it now, the individual whose joy is all gone when earthly possessions or loved ones are taken away from him, folks know nothing. He knows nothing about the Lord. If the automobiles and radios and television and all those were taken away from the average church member, they'd have nothing to live for. Did you know that? I'm afraid that's where some of our folks are. If all of those pleasures, movies and TVs were taken away, you'd have nothing in the world to live for. Now, I'm telling you the truth, my friend. You analyze what I'm saying. Now, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. God is no debtor to any man. He says, for them that honor me, I will honor them. In Samuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 2 and verse 30. They confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims. They renounced the world. They set their hope on heaven, became pilgrims and strangers. And God said, I'm not ashamed to be called their God. Now, my friend, that's grace, isn't it? Isn't that grace? I know the old trailblazer sometimes get way off of our subject. We're speaking about the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Folks call it the faith chapter. There's so much that we can tie into that chapter. I know we've been overwhelmed with the love of God lately. To think that God is not ashamed to be called my God. I don't care what the other folks are ashamed of me. I have folks that are ashamed to me. I know that. They don't say it, but I know that. Listen, to think that the Lord would reach down and pick out some little old squirt, some little old he-devil like me, and save me and be my God, and I could call him Father. I can call him Father. You know what the first words usually that a baby says when he begins to talk? He says, Dada. Dada. And that's a tender word for our Father. Dada. Oh, listen, isn't that marvelous? Isn't that marvelous, my friend? Oh, that God could be your God. Some of you out there whom I know is struggling hard. Isn't it great that you can look up? I tell you oftentimes, go out on the back porch in the late of the evening. I hope you got a back porch. I do. Go out there on the back porch late of an evening, and maybe the sun's gone down, the stars fixing to come out. You're able to sit there in the cool. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving an old sinner like me. You don't have to say anything. The Bible says he knows our thoughts. The Lord knows our thoughts. Do you ever think about the Lord, except when you're in church, my friend? You know what church is? That's just a place where you can go. But listen, the love of God is universal. Oh, my friend, we've had folks hear us on the radio and then cuss and call us. I get letters from folks who call me all kind of old nuts and tell me that I'm confused and all this thing. So they write me. They write me. I get some who write me and don't sign their name. If you write me, please sign your name because I'd like to write back to you. I'm not fussing with you. No, I don't fuss with you. But listen, God is not ashamed for me to call him my God. My Redeemer. I don't care what the world thinks about me. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord. To think that he'd reach down and pick out just an old worm of the dust like me. I was talking about that in the service a couple of days ago. Did you know what the Jacob, the root word there, is a wiggling worm, a maggot, old maggot. You say, well, that's terrible, trailblazer. No, it's what the Bible describes. That's how we are by nature. We're just a worm of the dust. Now listen, and to think he'd call me. I didn't call him. Can you say that you woke up one day wanting to know the Lord? No. No. You just like me. You was walking down the road day by day, not caring for the Lord. Maybe you was religious, maybe you weren't. But one day, if you're saved, the Lord touched your heart by the Holy Spirit like he did mine. And he gave me grace over a period of time to admit that I was a sinner, a lost sinner. And folks will ramp on me when I say that because they said, don't call me no sinner, Trailblazer. Well, the Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. All of those things, my friend, if you'd go there and read the first three or four chapters of Romans, between now and our next broadcast, I believe you'd come back with a different attitude. He says he's not ashamed. He's not ashamed to be called. He sees my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 23. At the right hand of God are pleasures forevermore. That's Psalm 16:11. Now, how may I know that God is my God? Did you ever enter into a covenant with him? Have you ever been made to yield to the Lord? Have you ever been made to lie at his feet crying for mercy? I have. Then he says, he hath prepared for them a city. This is the crowning evidence that God is our God. He's prepared for us a city. He said, if I go away, I'll come again. I'll come again to receive you, my friend. Listen, I don't know whether these messages are helping you or not. I hope they are. But listen, we'll take this up in our next study. If you would, I'd like to hear from you. You write me and let me hear from you and tell me that you're praying for me. Tell me if you're listening to one of our new stations that just went on the air lately and let me know where you're listening from. And then I'll tell you again that you can go there on your computer and pull up the homepage, radiomissions.org. Look over there on the left side and you'll see where you can go across there and pick up the Old Trailblazer. Pick up Sermon and click on the Old Trailblazer. You can hear the audio there. Isn't that great? It's a miracle what folks can do with electronics today, isn't it? The Old Trailblazer is just a poor old country boy. I tell folks I was so green, the geese followed me around. I was born out here in South Louisiana on a strawberry farm, and my dad and my mother were poor. Poor as a snake, I call it. But we made a living. You know, you can't starve a farmer out. But I praise the Lord. He looked at me. All that time, he knew that I was one of his elect. Oh, there you go, Trailblazer, talking about the elect. Yes, sir, I'm one of God's elect. Are you? If the Lord has chosen you, if he's wakened you, you're one of his elect. And that's not in our hands to do. But this is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. We come in here week after week, bringing you these messages on the faith chapter, 11th chapter of Hebrews. And I would like to hear from you. Remember my mailing address, will you? Radio Missions, or the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you.